Pastors, you need leaders. You need people like this. I need people like this. I sometimes, when I take prayer trips, I take the seers with me and I'll do something. I'll say, okay, now tell me what you saw. I have a friend right now that's working on a prayer trip that the Lord has spoken to her. And she's taking her children because her children are seers. Children can see. I mean, I asked my grandchildren, so what do you see today? You know, how many angels can you see today? So she's going to use her children to go to somewhere and do a prophetic act. We need people like that in the body of Christ. They're a little strange. They're very unique. But they have incredible giftings, and they need someone to pastor them. I'll tell you, pastors, if you're looking for intercessors, this is who you look for. You look for those who are depressed, and you look for those who are critical. Depressed, because they're internalizing everything. Critical is because they're not doing their job. They criticize everything around them. When all along God is wanting them to pray. And what you need to do is teach them to reach up into the third realm of God and find out his strategies for that critical situation and take care of it. And I know of a really good book for that. I just have to say. It's really important that we step into it. And you know what I want to pray about right now is for you pastors who are searching for those intercessors in your church. So I want you to stand. If you are looking for those in your church that can come alongside and be a helpmeet to you in your ministry, would you stand up, please? Because God is going to open a door for you, and he's going to show you the people. In fact, some of you, because I just gave a definition, already know who those people are. And all you have to do is give them an assignment. You go to a person that's depressed, and you say, listen, I've got a job for you to do. And have them start praying, and you'll be amazed at what you get from them. Okay? So Holy Spirit, come, and I pray for an equipping in the name of Jesus right now. I pray that you have, and I thank you that you have already lined people up for these ministries. You've already put them in place. And so I ask that there would be an opening. I ask that there would be revelation for these leaders to know who and to know how to pastor them and how to mentor them. And I pray for the peace and the shalom of heaven to enter this project, that this would not be a burnout thing, it would not be a struggle, but there would be energy on it, there would be life on it, and there would be joy on it. In Jesus' name, I release that. Amen. You can be seated.